This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Frances Hodgson Burnett was a British-born American novelist and playwright, born in 1849. She is best known for the three children's novels, Little Lord Fauntleroy, A Little Princess, and The Secret Garden. Frances was born in Cheetham, Manchester, England. She was the third of five children of Edwin Hodgson and his wife Eliza. Hodgson owned a business selling ironmongery and brass goods, and the family lived comfortably, employing a maid and a nursemaid. When Frances was just 4 years old, her father died suddenly of a stroke, forcing her mother to take over running the family business. Frances was then cared for by her grandmother. It was her grandmother who bought Frances books and fueled her love of reading. In 1863, as the economy in Manchester collapsed due to the cotton famine brought on by the American Civil War, Frances's mother, Eliza, was forced to sell the family business and accepted an invitation from her brother to come to the United States to live with him, where he had a thriving dry goods store in Knoxville, Tennessee. Unfortunately for them, just a few years after they immigrated, the Civil War ended, and the brother lost much of his business and was unable to provide for the newly arrived family. So Frances and her family went to live in a log cabin in the town of New Market, just outside of Knoxville. Frances turned to writing to earn money. She was just 17 years old when her first story was published in Godey's Lady's Book. Soon after, she was being published regularly in Scribner's Monthly, Peterson's Magazine, and Harper's Bazaar. She wanted desperately to escape from the family's poverty, and by 1869, when she was just 20 years old, she had earned enough money to move the family into a better home in Knoxville. At age 24, Frances married Swan Burnett, a medical doctor. The Burnetts lived for 2 years in Paris, where their two sons were born, before returning to the United States to live in Washington, D.C. Frances became well known in Washington society and hosted a literary salon, often attended by politicians as well as local authors. She lived a lavish lifestyle and traveled frequently to England, where she leased a home and where, in 1904, she came up with the idea for her now classic book, The Secret Garden. In her later years, Frances became a U.S. citizen and lived on Long Island just outside of New York City. She continued writing, mostly shorter works, for Children's Magazine, which also employed her as their editor. In 1924, at the age of 74, Frances Burnett died peacefully at her home. I, for one, might like to imagine that Frances Burnett continues to walk through her secret garden as it blooms and blooms and every morning reveals new miracles.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.